This is Akashwani, the news read by Lalima Aneja Dang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with the Namibian President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa at the State House in capital city of Windhoek a short while ago. We now go over to our correspondent Aparna Kunt, who is in Windhoek, for more update. Aparna, tell us more about the talks and Prime Minister's other engagements.
Lalima, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in the last leg of his visit to Namibia, and this visit is really significant in many ways. Currently, the delegation level talks are underway, and both the countries are exploring new areas of deeper cooperation, especially when it comes to energy security, health, pharma. These are the areas where we can expect the deepened partnership between the two countries. And this visit is really significant in terms of India's increasing presence in Africa when it comes to trade also. And during the day, PM is going to pay the tribute to the Namibian leader, Sam Nujoma, who is the first president of Namibia. And he's also scheduled to deliver the address to Namibian Parliament also. And the Prime Minister is going to receive the highest civilian award of Namibia in the short while. So overall, if we see, this visit is really important for Indian perspective also, because Namibia, as we know, that is one of the resource-rich countries in the world. Mm-hmm. So we are really hoping for the good outcome from this visit.
Right. Thank you, Aparna, for that update. Well, back home, Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah interacted with women and other workers associated with cooperatives of Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan on the occasion of the International Cooperative Year. Mr. Shah also interacted with Miral Ben Rabri of Camel Breeder Maldhari Cooperative Society of the Kutch District. Replying to a query, Mr. Shah said, four Ayurvedic companies are testing the medicinal properties of camel milk.
ऊंटनी के दूध के औषधीय गुणों का स्टडी करकर इसमें से कुछ रोग की सटीक दवाइयां अगर बनती है तो ये ऊंट का दूध का जो रेट है वो अनेक गुना हम बढ़ा सकते हैं और जब ऊंट पालन और ऊंटनी के दूध का रेट बढ़ेगा तो स्वाभाविक रूप से नस्ल संरक्षण में हमें बहुत फायदा होगा.
In Gujarat, 9 people were killed and several others injured in a tragic bridge collapse near Padra in Vadodara district early this morning. A portion of the Gambhira Bridge, which connects Anand and Vadodara districts, gave way, plunging 5 vehicles into the Mahisagar River. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the loss of lives in the incident. He has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees each for the next of the kin of those killed from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees each. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel has ordered an investigation into the incident. The issue was discussed in today's cabinet meeting held at Gandhinagar and under his chairmanship. Mr. Patel has sought a preliminary report from the officials regarding the collapse of the bridge. The Chief Minister also held a meeting with the officials of the Roads and Building Department, in which details of other dilapidated bridges in the state were presented. An Indian Air Force aircraft today crashed near Churu district in Rajasthan. The incident took place in the Rajaldesar police station area. Churu SP told Akashwani the 2 bodies have been recovered from the site. He informed that no civilian casualties have been reported. A Delhi court today extended the judicial custody of 2611 Mumbai terror attack mastermind Tahawur Rana till the 13th of next month. The development came after the National Investigation Agency filed a supplementary charge sheet against Rana. The Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, has amended its earlier directive to reinforce a phased ban on refuelling or end-of-life vehicles. It said that all end-of-life vehicles will be denied fuelling from the 1st of November 2025 in Delhi, Gurugram, Faridabad, Ghaziabad, Gautam Budh Nagar and Sonepat. The benchmark domestic stock markets today closed marginally lower amid global uncertainty. The Sensex settled at 83,516, falling by 195 points. And that's the end of